Jay saw the Extempus change course and accelerate, though it took him a few seconds to realize what Nezzar was planning.
All ships, concentrate full fire on the Extempus,
he shouted, transmitting his orders across the entire Republic fleet.
They're trying to crash into the cities!
Following his command, the entire Republic fleet, minus 6 fighters that were lost during the battle, disengaged from their targets and turned toward the Imperial flagship. Seeing the opportunity, the rest of the Imperial fleet began a full retreat in the opposite direction, desperately trying to put enough distance between them and the Republic ships to safely activate their hyperdrives and escape with their lives. Carid braced herself for a moment of disorientation as the Ascendant Spear dropped out of hyperspace in the Duro system. Though it only took a fraction of a second for the sensors to adjust to the physical laws and dimensions of real space and come back online, in her state of heightened acuity, the delay felt like an eternity. The instant her hyperspace-induced blindness passed, however, she was immediately able to pinpoint the location of every ship across the entire battlefield. The spear had appeared well beyond the edges of the Duro system, rather than where she expected the Republic ambush would engage Nezzar's fleet. The lifeless remains of several Imperial vessels floated silently in the distance. Beyond them, a single vessel, Nezzar's Extempus, was racing toward Duro itself, with Republic ships giving chase. The surviving remnants of the Imperial fleet, a dreadnought, a destroyer, and a handful of interceptors, were headed in the opposite direction, toward Carid and the edges of the system. Facing overwhelming odds, they'd chosen to abandon their commander and flee the battle. Carid's fingers tapped lightly at the control pad on the arm of her chair, sending signals shooting up the wires linked into her cybernetic implants and off to the ship itself. The Ascendant Spear responded to her commands by targeting the approaching Imperial vessels as they lowered their shields in preparation for the jump to hyperspace, never suspecting one of their own would fire at them. The spear's ion cannons tore into the defenseless ships, blasting them into cosmic dust as a reward for their cowardice. The spear changed course as Carid sent it accelerating toward the Republic vessels. Still too far away for even her incomparable weapons, she targeted the enemy flagship and prepared to fire as soon as she got into range. Theron felt the spear drop from hyperspace, the screaming drive core mercifully winding down as it did. When the ship's sensors came online, he was already plugged in, lurking in the corners of the network just beyond Carid's consciousness. Even though he was receiving data in real time, he was still caught off guard when she fired on the advancing Imperial vessels. Not that he would have done anything to stop her even if he'd been expecting it, but the speed and precision with which she dispatched her targets reinforced his earlier fears that the spear was going to win the battle, despite his best efforts. He pushed the negative thoughts from his mind as Carid advanced on the Republic fleet in the distance. His link to the ship gave Theron a rough idea of the Republic numbers, but the data was coming too quickly for him to fully process it. Not that it mattered. His attention needed to be focused on the internal workings of the spear if he had any hope of slowing Carid down. As the targeting systems came online, Theron used his slicer spike to upload one of his virus subroutines, praying it would work.